say, Mama, where you been so long? Crazy Mama, where you been so long? You've been hiding out, you know that's true. Crazy Mama, I sure need you. Crazy Mama, where you been so long?
Good evening, and welcome to In the Crosshairs with Barb Peterson. Please visit farmwars.info, where you can learn how our rural lifestyle is being threatened by a combination of increasing federal regulations and corporate shenanigans, as well as Monsanto's invasive GMO technology, which is designed to make it next to impossible to raise animals and organic food. It is time to step up to the plate and fight, or lose it all without a whimper. Choose to make a stand and fight. We can make a difference. Tonight, we will be training our sights on another of Monsanto's partners in crime, Bill Gates. Love your computer? Can't do without it? But tired of those pesky updates and bugs that seem to plague your online existence? Maybe the real reason that you are having such a hard time with spyware, adware, hackers, and such is because Bill Gates, producer of the Windows operating system, designed it that way. Do you really think that he is not intelligent enough to know all of the backdoor loopholes in his own operating system that allow all of this infiltration? Of course not. He just wants to make money, and knows just exactly how to do so. In fact, he is so good at it that he has joined forces with another money-making enterprise, Monsanto. Monsanto and Bill Gates seem to have at least one thing in common, and that is an uncanny knack for making something bad look very, very good. Take, for example, Bill's vaccination program. One might think that this giant of a man has only good intentions for the African people and that mass vaccination is very, very good. In fact, on the Gates Foundation website, Melinda Gates urged global leaders to make women's and children's health a top priority and announced that the Gates Foundation will invest $1.5 billion over the next 5 years to support maternal and child health, family planning, and nutrition programs in developing countries. Evidently, vaccinations containing things such as mercury and formaldehyde will make the children so much healthier. Mass sterilization programs are good for the African people, and Bill's partner, Monsanto, will be more than happy to take care of nutrition in the form of genetically engineered food. Ah, yes, the generosity abounds. How can we forget the dear people of Anniston, Alabama? They were so grateful when Monsanto offered to let them have soil from their plant to use for their lawns. The company didn't even charge extra for the PCBs included in that generous offer. Well, it looks like that between Bill Gates and Monsanto, all the bases are covered. Those lucky Africans! How fortunate they are to have such philanthropic organizations looking out for them. Is it any wonder that one of Bill and Melinda's key foundation partners is the World Health Organization? So whenever you sit down in front of that computer and boot up, be thankful that the very same person who designed the Windows operating system is also working hand in hand with Monsanto to institute their version of a global health program, one African at a time. This is Barb Peterson, signing off.
Crazy mama, where you been so long? Crazy mama, where you been so long? You've been hiding out, you know that's true. Crazy mama, I sure need you. Crazy mama.